The more than 50-page report from the Department of Education mentions MSU Provost June Hewitt several times for failing to act on information about sexual harassment and assault involving now-convicted former MSU Dean William Strample and former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar. In a statement from the university, the new president called it very clear that the provost and former president failed to take appropriate action. Emily Gherkin-Garant is a spokeswoman for the university. She says she can't speak to why Hewitt resigned only after the findings and fine.
Well, I can't speak for the provost as to why the timing seemed appropriate for her now. She said in her note to the university that she thinks this is appropriate to allow the university to continue moving forward, and we share that sentiment.
Elizabeth Abnor is a lawyer and former employee of the Office of Institutional Equity at MSU. She says she's hopeful Hewitt's resignation will signify sexual assault and discrimination will be taken more seriously.
I just think her being in that position, having allowed those things to go on and not having taken a strong disciplinary stance on them, sent a message that those were not issues that MSU took seriously.
MSU will now be required to take corrective actions, including hiring an independent Cleary compliance officer and creating new systems of reporting to better protect students. In East Lansing, I'm Abigail Senske.